Hello and welcome to another SNL Energy Podcast. We're speaking with Tom Fanning, Chairman, President, and CEO of Southern Companies, about the company's generation portfolio, how it's addressing environmental regulations, and how all this factors into Southern's strategic growth plan. Tom, Southern is building one of the largest biomass plants in the country in Austin, Texas, and the company is also looking into co-firing coal plants with other biomass resources in an economic way. Can you give us an update on these efforts and talk about how EPA regulations are impacting the company's biomass strategy?
Sure. We think transitioning the current generation fleet of America is an important national objective, and I think Southern Company is leading the way. In order to talk about biomass, I first must put it all in context. What we're looking at as a dominant solution for Southern Company is new nuclear. You know, we're leading the renaissance of nuclear in America. We certainly can't turn our back on coal, and so we've developed through our industry-leading research and development efforts our own 21st century coal technology, where it will have ultimately, through a gasification process, a CO2 footprint equivalent to a combined cycle natural gas plant. So we think that's exciting and may be a way forward to preserve coal as an important energy resource. We are looking at old coal and retiring some that makes sense and building new gas in its place. And then renewables. For the Southeast, we think biomass has the most promise. You must know that by virtue of geology or climatology, we don't have the solar intensity that the desert Southwest has. We don't have the wind flows of the upper plains. And we don't have kind of the geologic activity underground that permits a geothermal. But what we do have is an economy that has a significant portion of an agrarian interest. Farming, etc. And so we have a great deal of biomass capability. And so we're very excited about that. With all the biomass resources we have, we are looking at dedicated biomass, that is injecting 100% wood waste into boilers and then using that to heat steam and then run a turbine. And as well co-firing, as you suggested, augmenting in a current coal plant some of the coal supply with biomass. One of the challenges being put forth by EPA are the changing industrial boiler standards, which falls under the category of what we would use to combust biomass. As those things take shape, we'll have better certainty as to its ultimate potential.
And is there any update on the biomass plant in Austin, Texas? Is that on schedule?
Well, sure. Everything's great. It's under construction. The city of Austin is the power taker.
Last night, Obama mentioned clean coal technology, and you just touched on that. Can you expand a little bit more about your outlook on that? And also, if you can give us an update on the Kemper County IGCC project in Mississippi.
You bet. I would applaud President Obama for calling out all of the nation's important generation resources as the way forward for the future. With respect of the clean coal, we tend to think of it as 21st century coal. It's kind of the name we like to put on it. And I can tell you, in my first meeting with Secretary Chu, Department of Energy, we were talking about how the United States appeared to be falling behind China on technological development. Southern Company is by far the leader of proprietary research and development in the electric utility industry by a wide, wide margin. And over the years, we've developed lots of successful technological developments, including scrubber technologies, SCRs, and in the past, liquefaction of coal, turning coal into a liquid like oil. What we've done lately, though, is taken that liquefaction work and turned it into gasification work. And with some other kind of interesting technological developments, we've developed a way to strip out the CO2 so that it has the carbon footprint equivalent to natural gas without the volatility of natural gas. In fact, we developed this technology along with our partner, Kellogg Brown Root, and we are licensing this technology to China. There is a project underway in the Dongguan province where they are using our technology. That's a window for us before the in-service date of our Mississippi facility. Must understand, this Mississippi facility, it is now being called Plant Ratcliffe. We named it that after my predecessor, David Ratcliffe. Will be in service in 2014. It's 580 megawatts. It is a commercial sized facility that takes advantage of all of these technological developments, and we're really excited about it. We think this is clearly, I think, a way forward for coal in America.
Tom, you also mentioned solar. Southern has invested in solar. Recently, you just announced that Turner project. Can you talk a little bit more about that, how solar power is factoring into Southern's generation portfolio?
Well, I'm actually pretty bullish on solar. I think that as production capabilities get more efficient and there's more technological breakthroughs on the efficiency of the photovoltaic process, I tend to think that there may be some future applications of solar that will be reasonably significant. We started on our own journey in solar along with our partner, Ted Turner, and he has some property in New Mexico that we saw as very suitable. We're selling our output to Tri-States Co-op and in the Southwest, and it's been a terrific facility. It's 30 megawatts, went in service middle of December, and it's working beautifully so far, so we're excited about that. The vendor there was First Solar. They're probably the leading thin film photovoltaic manufacturer in America. And I think over the years, I think we'll see production costs come down to where this may make sense in a significant way in the United States.
Do you think that's going to be happening relatively soon in the next couple of years? Because as you know, Tom, people have been talking about solar costs coming down for a while now.
It's hard to say. If I look at kind of what some experts say, you could reach 15 cents power from solar perhaps as soon as 2015. When you look in the Southeast, one of the things that Southern offers to its customers beyond having the best reliability and the best customer service is very attractively priced energy. Our total retail price of energy in the Southeast is about 8.5 to 9 cents per kilowatt hour. So there is some runway. But as we see new environmental regulations arise, prices will likely increase. And there may be some time in the future where if solar continues its efficiency gains, it may become significant in the Southeast. That's why we wanted to start to play elsewhere.
Now, I know you're all excited about nuclear power. You've got the Vogtle plant under construction. You've said that loan guarantees for nuclear projects are a major reason why Southern's investing in it. Are you concerned at all that considering Obama's talking about freezes and what have you, that some of these loans might be in jeopardy? And can you talk about what would happen if the loan guarantees for nuclear are reduced or eliminated?
Well, we didn't invest in nuclear because of loan guarantees. The loan guarantees certainly benefit our customers. Remember, for Southern, every bit of the benefit of the nuclear loan guarantee program put forth by the United States government goes to the benefit of our customers to keep prices low. That has no shareholder impact at all. Now, we are a believer in nuclear, as we are 21st century coal and gas and renewables and energy efficiency, because we believe all the arrows must be in the quiver. All of the nation's generating resources must be brought to bear to meet a growing economy in the Southeast. And frankly, the Southeast has a robust economy and it continues to grow. So we think nuclear must be an important part. And because we don't have the depth of renewables that occur elsewhere in the United States, we think for the Southeast, nuclear is a dominant solution. When you think about the kind of companies that should do nuclear, we think they should have three characteristics. One is scale. One is credit quality, having the highest level of financial integrity possible. And then one is credibility of operations. When you think about scale, a two-unit nuclear plant costs roughly $14 billion. So you don't want to bet your company on one generating asset. So you've got to have a certain amount of size even to start one of these projects. Financial integrity is important because from the beginning of permitting to the end of construction and in service is about 10 years. We know that the nation's financial markets ebb and flow, and so you've got to have the financial wherewithal to be able to finance these projects during both good markets and bad. And so therefore, you've got to have that kind of staying power. Credibility of operations. Nuclear, let's face it, is a special asset in America. And I think you shouldn't even get started unless you already have some depth of experience. Southern Company, I think, is the premier company that meets all those criteria, and that's why I think we qualify for the nuclear loan guarantee.
Tom, you're talking about diversification and the need for it, and I want to bring us back to coal. Coal is a necessary part of anyone's generation portfolio, particularly in the Southeast. Are you concerned at all about the looming coal ash regulations that the EPA is proposing right now? How might those regulations impact Southern?
I would broaden that question to include all the issues around coal. go to mining regulations, transportation of coal. It would go to all of the issues that involve the combustion of coal, NOx, SOx, mercury, particulate matter, ozone. It would go to the disposal of coal, water effluent standards, as well as coal ash. All of those things must be brought to bear. You know, there's a great deal of conversation right now about the cumulative effect of the regulatory reach with respect of preserving that important national energy resource. And Southern Company, I think, is uniquely qualified to engage constructively with EPA as they start to develop regulations and ultimately the rules that will determine how that important resource is able to be deployed in the future.
Tom, given the recent Duke Progress merger announcement, I have to ask, so what's Southern's overall strategic growth plan? Are you focused on internal growth or Southern thinking about some merger deals? Are they being explored as well?
The short answer is Southern remains constant in our point of view of M&A. It is a responsibility of all management to evaluate for the good of the enterprise other alternatives. But what you must understand with Southern Company, and we'll go into this in a little more detail in our 1 o'clock earnings call this afternoon, that we have a wonderful, in my opinion, standalone story, a proposition first to our customers, the best reliability, the lowest prices, the best customer service. And for our shareholders, we offer attractive earnings per share growth. We've said in prior earnings calls between 5 and 7% over the long term with an attractive dividend yield, about 4.5% right now, at one of the lowest risk profiles in the industry, conversely, one of the highest levels of financial integrity. If you can deliver total shareholder returns at or above 10% year after year with a low variability of return, a low risk associated with that, high credit ratings, etc., my sense is that is a robust, compelling offering in this nation's financial market. And that's why Southern has performed so well for so long.
Tom, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with SNL Energy, and good luck on your 1 p.m. conference call this afternoon.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
And this is another SNL Energy podcast. I'm Jennifer Zajac.